Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. We were just speaking with Kelsey Bowler about a number of issues that are impacting women. The Equality Act, and Cissy Graham-Lynch just did a whole podcast on this. Maybe we should get her back on, Alex. That'd be good to talk to. But the Equality Act, writes Christopher Bedford in the Federalist today, viciously attacks Christians, freedom, society, sex, and you. And I don't think he's overstating the case. This act, which the House is expected to pass now for the second time in 9 months, it passed it last go around, but it's expected to pass it today, this week, and then sending it to the Democratic controlled Senate. According to Christopher Bedford's, opens up swinging on Christian concepts of morality and marriage, sex and identity. It would strike biological sex from the 1964 Civil Rights Act and replace it with orientation and identity. Belief in traditional marriage, in fact, this act would say is a specific example of illegal discrimination. So every church that says traditional marriage is our belief, they would be discriminatory. That would be the argument. And friend, let me point this out. This is Kevin McCullough's aside. If they can make the argument in law that traditional marriage is in fact discriminatory, they will come after every church to force it to change its doctrine or to be destroyed. If the bill passes the Senate, we would see a number of things change. And it's made possible by massively expanding the government's definition of bigotry. The definition of public gathering places to include any kind of place that provides exhibition, entertainment, recreation, exercise, amusement, public gathering, or public display. And when you add that language to it, you begin to see that any establishment that provides a good service or program, you're talking about churches. This is a real threat to people of religious faith. Up till now, the argument has been from the activists that, you know, no one's going to take your religion away. No one's going to come into your church and make you change anything. That's what the Equality Act will do. And while it's titled the Equality Act, what it seeks to do is to be the Oppression Act, to put churches under, specifically churches, that deal with moral teaching. So anybody and everybody is going to have to change their own moral code to match what the far progressive leftists want it to be, or else they're going to be labeled discriminatory. Criminally discriminatory. Just wanted you to know, this is what the entire Biden administration is all in for. I'm Kevin McCullough.